This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I love nurses. I really love nurses. I got to tell you, man, they were like, they had enough. They've kind of warned the hospitals that they work in for this multi-state. I don't know if you guys are aware. There's a multi-state nursing strike going on right now. About 6,500 nurses in California, Arizona, Florida, and Illinois went on strike today. University of Chicago, I believe, University of Chicago, that hospital, had to divert patients. They already diverted patients in preparation for the strike. The nurses are pretty cool. I mean, you know, they warned everybody ahead of time. See, the nurses are unfortunately in a very, very, you know, vulnerable position because, you know, they're nice. I mean, they don't want to put patients at risk. And so when they strike, they just don't, you know, quietly walk off the job. You know, like, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do. So, in fact, they actually work harder in preparation for the strike because, you know, they want to take care of patients. You can't devote your life to nursing or medicine without caring about the patients. But they've had enough. So the nurses are part of the National Nurses United Union, and they want better nurse retention. They also want better nurse-to-patient ratios. Now, the states differ in terms of how many patients a nurse is supposed to get. Apparently, a lot of these nurses are getting more and more patients put on their load, and many of those nurses think that that's unsafe. And so, like in critical care, I don't think you're supposed to have more than one or two patients. In regular wards or ER settings, it can range from anywhere to four patients per nurse to six. It really depends on the state and certain states have certain laws. And so if a nurse feels overwhelmed and she feels like she can't take care of that sort of acute patient with that sort of complexity easily, you know, where do they go? Who listens to them? And then I think they're being forced to work overtime without getting paid, which is always a no-no. So most of the nurses are a part of Tenet Healthcare, it looks like. They're a multinational health services company. They operate in about, I believe they operate in about 500 different hospitals. No, 65 hospitals, I apologize. And about 500 other healthcare facilities. So this is a pretty big strike. This is, you don't mess around but the people that are taking care of you. And I think the big problem employers have is what is their employers. The one thing I've learned is the average suit doesn't know what the hell they're doing when it comes to running the business that they're running. You know, I've seen non-doctors and nurses run hospitals. I've seen non-educators run schools. I've seen non, you know, foodies, you know, run a restaurant. You know, you have to have a love or appreciation or some sort of education in whatever you're doing. And so running the hospital cannot just be corporate, and it is. It's the suits. And so another thing that people have to also realize is medicine is changing. So if the average patient, you know, in a hospital, you know, used to come in for, well, you know, cellulitis or maybe a mild pneumonia or, you know, dehydration, the complexity is different, all right? The average patient is coming to the hospital now more, I don't want to say end stage, but more of a train wreck. Because, one, they've been trying to deal with things on their own, or they're using telemedicine, or they don't have insurance. So by the time a diabetic gets to the hospital, they're just not a little diabetic. They're like in full-blown DKA. And so if you thought, well, you know what, my nurse can handle two or three patients at a, you know, hyperglycemia or hyperosmolar state. No, you don't understand. These patients may be worse than they were 2 years ago, 4 years ago. COPDers, this vaping illness. You got now the typical bronchitis isn't just a simple bronchitis. A lot of these bronchitis are really, really bad because these people have been vaping. So you have to realize that times are changing, that maybe some conditions might be pretty easy to knock out the ballpark, but a lot of the other ones may be more complex. So, you know, thinking your average nurse could handle X amount of patients because that's the way it worked 12 months ago doesn't fly now. People need to realize that. And I've always been asked, you know, when, you know, the ACA came out, you know, why didn't more doctors strike? You know, where are the doctors? Why don't doctors ever unionize? I don't know. You know, now that the majority of us are employees, it's probably easier to. But in Las Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, and I think we tried to strike. We effectively struck, if that's the past tense, when we were trying to pass tort reform. So a lot of doctors walked off the job that day. Of course, you know, they were, you know, prepping other patients, and you know, it wasn't like a walk off, we're out of here. I mean, you know, they did everything they needed to. But not all doctors jumped in because, you know, it's really hard to cancel a sick patient's visit. And it's not about the money, because a lot of the patients we take care of, we don't get paid. And so, you know, when you run your own business and you have sick patients, it's really, really hard to, and by the way, you're responsible. You can still get sued, strike or no strike. If anything happens to your patient and you had canceled that visit, you're liable. So they don't really make it easy for doctors to strike. Should doctors strike? You know, is healthcare getting ridiculous? Are nurses under overworked and underpaid? Are doctors underpaid? Are insurance companies taking too much control and, you know, screwing everybody else, right? Because, you know, the doctor doesn't work, doesn't get paid, you know, and they get blamed for the bad bill. You know, do hospital workers, you know, do they deserve better hours? Do they deserve better pay? You know, on one end, you know, we can't, you know, ask for the, you know, the whole farm. But on the other end, when non-doctors take over and non-nurses take over or non-teachers take over, sometimes the only way to get through to them is their pocketbook and go, all right, we're closing down. I mean, what had to happen at UFC, I mean, they had to, like, move patients throughout the city and hurt the patients, too. You know, and, you know, patients are great because they'll hopefully vote the way doctors need them to, or nurses need them to, or cops need them to, or teachers need them to. But the problem is that's months down the line. So, you know, I hope the nurses, you know, get what they need. It sounds like what they're fighting for isn't the farm. They're fighting for patient care. They're fighting for not being overworked, which you know, puts patient safety at risk. But, you know, doctors might need to rethink about, you know, how they approach corporate America running them and running medicine, because it's not cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start. But not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly and Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, the other day, I was near UNLV. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And when I lived at... So, I moved out of my house when I was, 18. I got a scholarship to go to college. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to afford to go. And if not, I would have, might have been with Catch a Rising Star. It was a circuit that did singing and comedy and things like that. And so if I hadn't gotten a scholarship to college, I probably would have been on tour with them. I really, really like show business. And I had an agent who had set that up, which was really nice. But, to be the first person in my family to go to college or to graduate possibly, I couldn't, give that up, even though I really, really would have loved to sing. And, yeah, I used to be able to sing. Now, my voice has changed because I get old. But, I can sing. I look good years ago. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of money. Your, you know, books were covered and your classes were covered, but I still had to support myself. And I didn't really have the relationship with my parents where I, you know, wanted to live with them or wanted their help, and they couldn't help. They didn't have money to help. So I did it on my own. So I needed to work, and I didn't have a car. And there was a Jack in the Box across the street from the school, still there, Maryland Parkway, Tropicana. And I walked over there, and they had a job for, I think it was like $4.15 an hour, which was, I think it was roughly minimum wage at the time, maybe a little bit more. And, yeah, I know, I'm dating myself. And I took it because I could walk to and from where I lived. It was actually cheaper to live in a dorm than an apartment because I had no credit history. I just left my parents' house and didn't really, you know, have anything to my name. So I used whatever scholarship money I could to pay for classes. And then with books, I, you got used books, borrowed, things like that. So then I was able to live on campus and work at Jack in the Box to pay for my campus housing, tutoring, things like that. And, you know, I've driven by this Jack in the Box since, okay? And, you know, believe it or not, I had good memories there. I was hungry. I was a skinny kid. And I remember pretending that I had dropped food on the floor so I could sneak some eats because I was hungry, right? And, you know, Jack in the Box was a really good employer. You know, I mean, they never fired me. I mean, you know me, I'm not like the easiest person to work with, okay? But, you know, they trained me, they gave me a job. I remember I would be freezing. You know, it's interesting. There is climate change. We are warmer than we used to be. Because I remember working in the fall and winter and doing drive through, and I would freeze. I didn't have a jacket. And so it was like really, really cold opening up the window. But I didn't care because I was making my $4 an hour, and I needed that money. I needed those paychecks. And they gave me whatever hours I needed. And, you know, I worked with other people who weren't going to school. And I, you know, drove back to Jack in the Box. I was really, really hungry. And I had a meeting on that side of town. And, you know, the lady that was in the drive-up, looks middle-aged, a really nice lady, and I basically told her in Spanish that, you know, I used to work here. And, you know, and it hasn't changed much, right? It's a Jack in the Box. And she and I, like, bonded right away, you know? So I kind of thanked her for holding down the fort, you know, and, you know, still making it a real, real good fast food place. And, you know, even though I've always been a big fan of McDonald's, burgers more, I just love the taste of McDonald's, I have to admit, you know, that place, you know, did well for me. You know, I, you know, my whatever, I don't know, $100 paychecks that I got, working how many hours, you know, paid the bills. But it's different. You know, the people working there aren't teenagers anymore. They're not college students. They're middle age, and they're trying to support a family. And, you know, she and I bonded for a little bit, and, you know, I haven't worked there in 20-some years, you know, and here she is, and she did a damn good job. I checked, now she did everything right. You know, you had under 4 minutes to handle the drive-thru. You know, there's all these rules. The reason why I do drive-thru rather than walk-up is because drive-thru at the time had a time limit where you couldn't keep somebody waiting for longer than 4 minutes. And so, whereas at the counter, it's not really on a computer. It's not as easily back then. So I would always go to drive-thru because you could serve faster. Now I think it doesn't matter. But, you know, she did everything by the book, and, you know, because she was great, and I was like, oh, yay, yay. But, you know, I look back, I took a picture, and I posted it on Facebook and stuff. You know, I am really, 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 really grateful for fast food being out there and giving me the job that it gave me. Just like I'm sure she, as a middle-aged one, you know, was very, very grateful that Jack in the Box gave her a job that's able to help her support her family. And so, you know, when I look at all the changes that are happening, I just got an email that, you know, state taxes are going up, or what did I just get? I just got an email. Hold on a second. I just got an email about taxes. Hold on a second. I got to read this to you guys. I just got this email. Where is it? Oh, don't tell. I hope I didn't erase it. Oh, I just got an email saying that taxes are going up in my state, that it was voted in to help education. And, you know, a lot of us are kind of split on that because we're pro-education, but would like to know where the hell all our money is going to. If it's not, yeah, here we go. Here we go. We have a sales tax increase up to 8.375% for sales and use tax rate. All right, it's going up. That's fine. I mean, you know, we do what we have to do. Hopefully we don't notice it too much. That's kind of how you have to do it with people. You don't notice it too much. But the fast food industry is huge. And, you know, oh, I ordered a Jumbo Jack with cheese. I wanted all four food groups on my burger, and I was hungry. I was hungry after this meeting, so I had a Jumbo Jack with cheese. Sue me. Which, to me, I still think is healthy. It's 100% all beef patty, right? No, special sauce, that's McDonald's. But still, it's 100% all beef patty, lettuce, tomato. I don't know, looks healthy to me. But, you know, I look at this industry that has been kind of getting a lot of heat, whether it's for their nutritional value, whether it's for their, you know, hiring a minimum wage. And I think there needs to be some research done on how to very delicately tread when you're dealing with fast food. I think anybody that's about to make a decision, we just talked about this with nursing and doctors, anybody about to make a decision that's going to hurt fast food, better stop, go in there, maybe even work there for a year or two, and really kind of get the gist of what the hell fast food is about. We're about to do this blanket, you know, raise the minimum wage. And, you know, raise the minimum wage, I think a lot of us agree, has to be done. But there's going to be consequences to the way we're doing it. And people think they got it right. Well, what we'll do is we'll, you know, we'll transition or we'll do stepwise or we'll, you know. But we have a system that is delicate and very, very, you know, kind of like a house of cards. Maybe that's not the proper analogy. Where we're employing people that can't get jobs elsewhere or who need immediate employment, easy employment, employment that you could walk to. The reason I picked Jack in the Box is I had no transportation. I had to walk to it. My shifts would end at 11-something at night, and luckily it was in a safe enough area for me to get back to where I needed to. I'd walk around with a racket and, you know, some pepper spray, but, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people work at fast food. And you need to be really, really careful about how you're approaching that. If fast food has to now pay more, and they're going to struggle to pay employment, they may change their rent. Rather than being right at a corner of some of the most expensive real estate, maybe they're going to be in less expensive real estate. Maybe they're going to try to be more back off the corner more. Well, that's now putting people at risk who work there. There's a whole snowball effect that seems to happen with this. And I get sick and tired of people not understanding the business and not understanding what people need when it comes to those. And unfortunately, franchises, you know, have bottom lines, and they're going to be going more and more and more automated. Now, I didn't really count how many employees that Jack in the Box had. I mean, I remember we didn't have that many employees when we were there, but then again, you know, me and a couple other people, we held down the fort, and we usually worked the night shift. But, you know, if they employ X amount of people, and they employ some of the hardest working Americans and some of the most financially vulnerable Americans, you guys might want to slow your roll before you make drastic changes. I mean, one thing that they might want to do with fast food, you know, industry is if minimum wage is increasing, give them tax breaks if they're hiring X amount of people. You know, maybe, you know, but you know, you're going to need to incentivize, or we're going to have millions of people lose their jobs soon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says now is the time to act regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I do think signing USMCA on a bipartisan basis with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and everybody else, very bipartisan, I think that's very important for our country. And I would certainly be willing to say that's a bipartisan deal.
Speaker Pelosi has said the Democratic-led House of Representatives is on a path to yes, but still looking for a few improvements to the deal, including enforceability. What's left of Tropical Depression Imelda is triggering historic flooding in East Texas. At least two people have been killed, and Thursday saw around 1,700 water rescues and evacuations around Houston. Several communities remain underwater, and as much as 40 inches of rain has fell on the area, and floodwaters could stick around until the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
D-A-L-I. So a few weeks ago, the Concepcion exploded in flames. I think there was an explosion. We haven't heard yet. But they believe that it was a fire possibly set off by a bunch of the inhabitants or a bunch of the scuba divers charging their phones overnight when they slept. And the Concepcion apparently was built back in the early 80s. And obviously in the early 80s, electrical outlets weren't really needed for a lot of things. So the divers who boarded the 75-foot boat for excursions in the Channel Islands brought film cameras, smartphones, other sorts of other things to plug in. The olden days you would do film cameras with things like that. Now we could do GoPros and things like that underwater. So, unfortunately, during the Labor Day weekend, you had 34 people killed, but you had close to 40 people on that boat. And my guess is at least 40 devices were plugged in. So they plugged their equipment into a series of outlets concealed in the back of foam-filled L-shaped benches in the ship's galley. Now, what we do, what my husband and I do, whenever we travel, is we bring a power strip. So if there's only one plug, and we have four of us, we then have a power strip, so that we plug in that, and then we have the phones. Sometimes it takes out the electricity of the room. That we have some, you know, I don't know, takes all the power. I'm not really sure what happens with that. I'm, you know, didn't really do well in physics in school. So we need to be very careful, and I tell everybody just plug in one at a time. But that's four of us. If four of us could cause our hotel room to lose electricity, what about 40 people? And what type of electrical outlets were built on a boat? You know, that would be hooked up to probably a, you know, generator. So these outlets are right now the focus of the intense investigation as federal officials try to determine the cause of basically one of the worst maritime disasters in modern California history. As you know, while people were sleeping, at about 3 in the morning, a fire swept through the dive boat, and the people that were sleeping below the galley were unfortunately inhaled smoke, died from that, and then unfortunately engulfed by flames. So right now they're looking at the power, fuel, and electrical systems. And as the investigation continues, U.S. Coast Guard took the unprecedented step of recommending that owners of passenger vessels immediately urge crews to reduce potential fire hazards and consider limiting the unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries and extensive use of power strips and extension cords. Now, divers and others in the boat world said that the electrical systems of boats, such as the Concepcion, have been put to the test in recent years because there's a lot of electronics brought on board. Competing for limited plug space, you got batteries for strobe lights, digital cameras, underwater light rigs, video camera power packs, GoPro chargers, lithium ion batteries for cell phones and tablets. And they, you know, even in my house, I feel it get hot. The transformer, it warms up. And you know, I tell the kids, don't have any clothes or anything near there because it heats up, and then unplug it when you're done. I'm just very, very cautious and paranoid about what these, you know, chargers can do. But everything right now is rechargeable these days. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if our IUDs later are rechargeable, where rather than replacing your Mirena IUD, you just stick it in a charger and fry it back up. So some of them have underwater scooters. And they plug that in. So we're talking about major electrical loads needed. So preliminary investigations have found that with the Concepcion, the fire did not start in the engine room. And there are growing signs that the origin was in the galley area. And one of the crew members thought it did start near the electronic devices. One of the crew members, Ryan Sims, has filed a lawsuit against the owners, alleging that Truth Aquatics, Inc., Worldwide Diving Adventures, and boat owner Glenn Fritzler failed to properly train crew members and give adequate safety or medical equipment and provide safety rules. Sims said in court documents he was awakened by loud noises. And then, by the time he was awoke, there was already a raging fire. Now, I don't know who was supposed to be on patrol in the middle of the night. I don't know if they all slept, so I'm not really sure what that plan was. But he jumped from the top deck where he had been sleeping. He broke his leg and then joined four of the crew members in the dinghy. And then they went to a nearby boat to call for help. Some of the crew returned to the burning Concepcion. They tried to go back, but the boat was engulfed in flames. Nobody else on board, including one additional crew member, was found. So they are, I don't know. I thought they did find a lot of the deceased. So they said that statistics gathered by insurers and an industry watchdog show that about 55% of the shipboard fires in smaller vessels are related to electrical systems. And the boat had an electric galley and no propane or gasoline. The investigators are going to look at the electrical systems and appliances and their interaction with combustibles. So they also said salty air can mess with the electrical system. electricity is challenging on a boat. You have all those charging stations, but then also salt can kind of mess with some of the ions. So, funny thing is that Concepcion did pass a U.S. Coast Guard inspection before the fire. And the electrical system did meet federal guidelines. But if you have frayed, loose, and properly connected wiring behind the walls, that could have ignited a fire. And the volume of device batteries being charged could have also overloaded the wiring, causing it to heat up and start the blaze. See, a lot of systems are supposed to shut down when overloaded, but sometimes the wiring doesn't do that. So, the top deck, middle deck, and much of the bunk deck burned out. So, it's amazing how fire crews are able to look and figure out what happened. But, you know, for those of you that aren't on a boat and have, you know, multiple things to charge, just kind of think about this because, you know, I don't know how many house fires are related to this. I mean, we've heard of, you know, young kids electrocuting themselves because they're charging the phone while they're in a bathtub. But, you know, we live by the phone now. We live by these smartphones. And, you know, we've heard of phones exploding and chargers lighting on fire. Unfortunately, this incident that killed 34 people is waking us up to realizing that these things can be pretty damn dangerous. A former second captain of the Concepcion, who was asked not to be identified given the public attention, told the Times that divers brought a wide array of electronics on previous trips. They say they use a lot of cameras, a large number of daisy chains of electronics. Sometimes it seems like too much into one outlet. We are talking top-of-the-line cameras, one after another, not cell phones. These are big batteries. All right. Lithium-ion batteries, that's kind of what we use where the charge goes between, I think, a positive and a negative. These things cause laptops to burn. Laptops, I don't like laptops. They burn my legs. They get hot. Airlines. Airlines have had to now have restrictions because we don't want fires on a plane. How do you escape off a plane if there's a fire? Didn't they ban certain Samsung when some of those phones were going on fire? So, again, staff and crew have to be prepared. By the way, how many of you guys have a fire extinguisher in your house? Know how to use it? See, the problem with doing drills like with the kids is once you pull the pin, you know, everybody's like, well, okay, you pull the pin and you know, it'd be really nice to have a dummy one where you pull it and you know, yeah, use it. So we all know where it is, but none of us have actually practiced with a fire extinguisher. And for those of us that don't wear glasses, when we should, we might not have been able to read the instructions. But I think every room should have a fire extinguisher. I know they're kind of expensive, you know, and yeah, you got to, you know, change them out. But, yeah, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world at Bada Boom Bada Bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA is now launching a criminal probe due to these vaping-related illnesses. Now, I think the death toll is up to 8. Congress is actually going to hold a hearing. So the FDA on Thursday launched a criminal investigation into the nationwide epidemic of vaping-related illnesses after the number of cases have jumped over 500. The agency's tobacco director, Mitch Zeller, said the agency is not interested in prosecuting individuals who use illegal products. Because I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh boy, I put pot in my vape pen and now what? And they're not going to go after you guys. But the agency would like to uncover the chemical makeup of vape products and how they are being used in ways that may cause these individuals to fall ill. Dr. Zeller, who is director of the FDA Center for Tobacco Products, said we are in desperate need of facts. The focus of their work is to identify what is making people sick as well as a focus on the supply chain. So the CDC said 530 confirmed and probable cases have been reported in 38 states and one U.S. territory, which kind of jumped up from 380 a week ago. Remember, it was originally over 500 and the FDA had to come back and correct their number. Well, now it's back up to 530 again. And, you know, we talked about this. The number's going to rise exponentially, not because it's happening all of a sudden, but because these lung-related deaths are now being reported, and doctors and staff are starting to go back, oh, wait a second, did they vape? Because, again, most of the electronic medical record systems didn't really have buttons for vaping, so we couldn't really run analyses and go back and figure out who of these people with lung disease vaped. Now, everybody's asking, but it took a while. So, yeah, somebody close to me was like, why all of a sudden now? Hasn't vaping been around for years? It has, but what's different now? Now, what's different now is people are using bootleg cartridges, or they're putting crap in them, or they're using a cartridge, but then they're buying the separate nicotine or the separate, you know, THC oil or whatever, and putting it in there. And so there's... it could be any of those, or it could be stuff that's not, you know, regulated or coming out of another country. So, you know, that's what's changing. What's changing is the industry exploded, and now there's many more ways to vape and many more different things to vape. So an eighth man in the U.S. was reported Thursday evening to have died when the Missouri Department of Health confirmed a man in his 40s. Died due to a vaping-related illness. Now, that's the other thing, too. We have eight deaths. This is an underestimation because it takes time for any health department to conclusively determine that it was a vaping-related death. People die all the time. You know, they'll have pneumonia, they'll have asthmatic attacks. You know, was it that the person had an asthmatic exacerbation? Did the person just get a regular run-of-the-mill pneumonia? Because people die from that all the time. But if they thought it was exclusively from vaping, then they have to be damn well sure before it goes out there in public as, all right, guys, this is a death from vaping-related illness. Now, keep in mind, we're going to be coming into flu season soon. So with flu season, we are going to have to, you know, really be diligent because people die of pneumonia a lot when it comes to flu. In fact, we've already had, I guess, one flu-related death in the United States so far. Most deaths that happen with flu happen because of pneumonia. So now we need to figure out if any of these pneumonias were flu-related or vaping-related or both. So now Congress is going to have a subcommittee. We'll hold a hearing next Tuesday. President Trump said last week his administration is looking to ban all non-tobacco-flavored e-cig products. New York became the first state to ban the sale of flavored e-cigs and other vaping products. San Francisco, I think, just banned e-cigs completely. E-cig maker Juul is now facing a slew of lawsuits from parents, businesses, lawmakers, and individuals across the country who argue that the company's misleading marketing strategy gets people hooked on their fruity-flavored products. Apparently, CBS, WarnerMedia, and CNN are no longer going to air ads for e-cigs. All patients have reported using an e-cig or vaping device before falling ill, but no single vaping product or ingredient has been actually linked to the illness. What they do believe is that the majority of them were smoking THC, which is the more psychoactive component of marijuana. So the FDA has gathered more than 150 vaping product samples for forensic analysis. The agency is also testing nicotine, THC, other cannabinoids, opioids, cutting agents, additives, pesticides, poisons, toxins, and any other substance. Now, vitamin E acetate has surfaced in the news. It surfaced on some lab samples, and it's believed by New York health officials to be the potential cause of the illness. And we see this vitamin E acetate in the THC products, but we have not seen one specific substance surface in all samples. So we still can't say it's that. Now, we also can't blame it all on bootleg or black market vaping products. They say some cases are pointed to that, but not all of them. U.S. health officials also warned against altering vaping products that you get from vendors. State health officials in Illinois, where about 69 cases have surfaced and one death, they are asking residents to fill out anonymous online surveys to describe their vaping habits to aid officials in their investigation. Now, the majority of the cases are happening in young folk, 18 to 34, and three quarters are men. So we started to see these cases in April, and it's, again, you know, causing people to scratch their head. Now, vaping has been around for a while, so that's why, like I said, we're probably looking at more either a new bootleg product that's out there, or people now that marijuana, because a lot of states have legalized marijuana, so maybe a lot of marijuana vape products have gotten into the stores, and that could be a big push. So we have to kind of look epidemiologically. That's how we do things. When we see these outbreaks, okay, you know, like, for example, Ebola. Ebola's been around since the 70s. Zika. Zika's been around since the 40s. Why the hell, in 2014 to 16, did Ebola have such a resurgence and Zika have such a resurgence? Right? Why? What the hell was going on? So they have to look and see, well, what was different? What might have changed? Was it climate? You know, was it mosquitoes and breeding genetically modified mosquitoes? You know, what could have happened in terms of Zika or whatever? So same thing with vaping. We've had vaping products, but what was new in the last couple of years? What are some new things? Well, legalization of marijuana was new. There was a couple of years ago a big push to move people onto vaping from smoking. So numbers, just a higher population doing it. Maybe new companies from overseas or even domestically tried to put their product out there and it was a half-assed product. Was a new heating coil used? Did the vapor change? You know, when all the news broke last year that some of the flavors could be dangerous and some of the heating coil elements could be dangerous, maybe some of the companies changed things up. And when they changed things up, it might have changed for the worse instead of for the better. So whenever we try to figure out what the hell is happening with any sort of outbreak, these are all the different things we have to come into play. But then we also have to look at, was there a new viral strain of pneumonia? Did hospitals change the way they approach lung-related injuries? Is it because nowadays with bronchitis, we don't really treat bronchitis much, right, because it's viral? And maybe in the past, when somebody started to get a bronchitis, I got hit with an antibiotic, and the antibiotic helped. I mean, I'm just pulling this out of my ear. But these are all the different changes that we, you know, have to kind of, look at. These are all the different things we have to take into consideration. And sometimes we think we're doing something for the better, and we're not. Now, again, tobacco has killed way more people than vaping. But as a doctor, I don't think we should tell anybody to start vaping. I'm not a fan. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.